Okay, today we're beginning the sixth parak of Maseches Me'ilah. So says the Mishnah, Hashliach shasa shlichuso. If a shliach did exactly what he was sent to do, meaning you sent him to go violate Me'ilah, and he did so. Balabayis ma'al. So here's where we say, yesh shliach ledvar avera. This is one of the rare exceptions to the rule of ein shliach ledvar avera. Normally we say, if I ask you to do an avera and you do the avera, I'm not in violation, you're in violation. Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishomin. Why would you listen to me? You're in violation for doing the Aveira. But if I send you to do Me'ilah and you do Me'ilah, I'm in violation of the Me'ilah. Lo asa shlichuso. If the guy, however, didn't do what he was supposed to do exactly, but he did violate Me'ilah, but in a way that was different than I told him to, then hashaliach ma'al. Then he's in violation of Me'ilah. So ketzad, for example, amr lo tein basur la'orchim. A balabaya says, go give this meat to the guests. V'nasalem ka. And the shaliach gave liver instead of meat. Kaved, I tell him to give some liver, v'nasalem basar, and he gave meat. Hashaliach mal, the shaliach is in violation of Me'ilah. I mean, he was all hegdish, so he got hanah from hegdish, he was mahana other people from the hegdish, but it wasn't what I told him to do, and therefore he's in violation. Amalov, the balabai says, tein lam chaticha chaticha, give each guest a piece of meat, v'homar tzulu shtayim shtayim, and the shaliach gives two pieces to each person, v'heim natu shalosh. And they each take three pieces, kulan malo, then everybody's in violation of Me'ilah. The balabais is in violation of Me'ilah because the first piece was authorized, and therefore, yesh shliach ledvar avera. The shliach added a second piece on his own, so he's in violation of Me'ilah for being machil other people, and the people who took the third piece on their own are in violation of Me'ilah for taking that third piece. Amar lo, if the balabais said to the shliach, haveli min achlono min gluskma, bring me this money, which happens to have been hegdish money, bring me this money from particular location, from particular cubby or box or something, the heavy low, and the guy brought it for him. Afal pishamar balabayis, even though the balabayis said, lohay ablibi el mizeh, I only wanted from this particular spot, the heavy mizeh, and you brought me from a different one, balabayis ma'al, the balabayis is in violation of mi'ila when the guy spent the money, because even though he didn't do exactly what you intended for him to do, he did do exactly what you told him to do. So dvarim shablevinim dvarim, and as long as he followed your verbal instructions, not your mental instructions, so then you're in violation of Me'ilah. Aval v'mamar lo, but if the balabai said, havili min hachalon, bring me from the chalon, vehivilo mi gluskama, and instead he brought it to him from a gluskama, min gluskama, or I asked to bring it from the gluskama, vehivilo min hachalon, and he brings it from the chalon, so then hashliach mal, because then he violated the words of the balabai. Mishnah Beis, Shalach Biacher Shotavikatan, a balabais sends Hegdish money with a Cher Shotavikatan and asks them to buy something for him. Imasu Shlichuso, if they did what they were told to do, balabais mal, balabais is in violation of Me'ilah. Loasu Shlichuso, if they did use Hegdish inappropriately but not in the way that the balabais told them to, Hachenveni mal, then the Chenveni is the one in violation of Me'ilah. The storekeeper is the one in violation of Me'ilah. The Cher Shotavikatan are not in violation of Me'ilah. They're not Bnei Das. Shalach Biad Pikeach, if he sent Hegdish money with a pikeach, with a regular bardas, and you realize what you had done before the guy ever gets to the chenveni, and mi'ilah is only violated when you do a b'shogeg, but by the time he's at the chenveni, he doesn't realize what's going on, but you, the mishaleach, realize, that's hegdish money, ha'chenveni mal k'shiyotzi, then the chenveni is in violation of mi'ilah when he spends the money, if he still doesn't realize that it's hegdish. So Kate said, yeah, so what should a chenveni do if he discovers that he was given something that belongs to Hegdish, but he doesn't know which of the coins that he was given belongs to Hegdish? He just opens up the cash register at the end of the day, sees a whole bunch of identical coins, but he now discovers one of them that's mixed in there is Hegdish. Notel pruto kli, he takes a pruto or a kli that's worth a pruto, v'yomer, and he says, pruto shal Hegdish b'kol makom shehi, mechalel es alzeh. Wherever the pruto of Hegdish is, let it be mechalel rule on this pruta, shehagdish nifta b'kesef b'shava kesef, because you could always be poda hagdish with kesef or with shava kesef. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, we said that a shliach who follows instructions, the palabayas is the one who violates me'ila. If the shliach didn't follow the instructions in being motzi something from hagdish, then the shliach is in violation of me'ila. So if I tell him to take a piece of meat and give it to the guests, and he takes liver and gives it to the guests, he's in violation of me'ila. But if he follows my instructions, I'm in violation of me'ila. If I tell him to take a piece of meat and give it to the guests, he gives two pieces of meat to the guests, and the guests choose to take three pieces of meat, we're all in violation of me'ila. If I give him instructions to bring from money from a particular location, and he brings from a different location, he's in violation of me'ila. If he brings from the location that I told him to, even if it's not the exact location I had in mind, but it fits the words that I said, then I am in violation of me'ila. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if you send a cherishot of a katan with hekdish money, and they do exactly as they were told to do, to buy certain things, you, the sender, are in violation of me'ila. But if they don't do exactly what they were told to do, then the shaliach can't violate me'ila, because he's a cherishot of a katan, but the chenveni violates me'ila. What should a chenveni do when he discovers that he has a pruta of hekdish, so, and he doesn't know which one it is? So he should take a different pruta or a kli and be poda the hekdish, wherever it may be, on this pruta or on this kli. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel.